Outside the governor's office, gay couples and their supporters gathered in giddy anticipation. An informal lottery was held to decide who could watch the speech in person.
Good morning, everyone.
At the podium, an emotional Gregoire announced her support for same-sex marriage. She said in the middle of the last century, civil rights activists fought for interracial marriage.
Now it's our time. It's this generation's call to end discrimination against our gay and lesbian citizens. It is time in Washington State for marriage equality.
Gregoire is a Democrat and a Catholic. She's not running for re-election and admits she's changed her mind on this issue since first taking office 7 years ago. When asked if 2012 is the year for gay marriage in Washington, she was unequivocal.
We got a very important vote today. We'll get the rest that we need to get it to my desk.
Equally bullish was Senate Budget Chair Ed Murray, who's openly gay. He says he'll need some Republican votes to pass gay marriage in the Senate, but he quipped that won't be as hard as lining up support for a halfpenny sales tax hike.
Suddenly, gay marriage becomes easier than raising taxes.
Afterwards, Jana Simpson and Nancy Wood stood with one of their three children, 4.5-year-old daughter Sadie, in the crowded lobby of the governor's office. Simpson says if the governor's bill becomes law, she and Woods plan to be among the first in line to wed.
We've waited 11 years for this, and 3 kids later, we're ready for it.
Simpson and Woods are currently registered as domestic partners in Washington with all the same rights as married couples, but Simpson says that's not enough. Marriage, she feels, would give their kids a sense of legitimacy.
Our son was recently questioned on which one of us was his stepmom, and he doesn't look at us that way, and he came home and questioned us on that and said, aren't you both our moms?
Minority Republicans in the legislature were fairly muted in the wake of the governor's announcement. State Senator Dan Swecker, an often vocal opponent of gay marriage, did say it's a divisive issue that will make it harder to resolve the state's budget shortfall. Outside the legislature, conservative Christian activists are already meeting to develop an opposition campaign.
We want to kill it in the legislature.
But if that fails, Pastor Ken Hutcherson says opponents will pursue a repeal effort at the ballot. He's senior pastor at Antioch Bible Church outside of Seattle. He says Gregoire is caving to what he calls a powerful homosexual agenda in Washington.
Marriage has been between a man and a woman since Adam and Eve. And you got to understand something. I believe the Bible. I live the Bible. I walk in the Bible. I will fight what the Bible says I need to fight. And homosexual lifestyle and same-sex marriage is one of those things.
But that's not the position of most Washingtonians, says Matt Barreto at the University of Washington. He runs the Washington Poll and predicts the state's voters would uphold gay marriage if it ends up on the ballot.
We've seen consistent increase each year since 2006 when we started asking questions about this, to the point that we now have a very clear majority here in Washington state that do support same-sex marriage.
But Pastor Hutcherson notes voters in other states have a record of limiting marriage to couples of the opposite sex, and gay rights advocates in Oregon delayed a planned gay marriage ballot measure this year until, as they put it, we are ready to win. If Washington allows same-sex couples to marry, it would become the 7th state in the nation to do so. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.